Dennis, are you on the board? Are you relieved for that result?
Well, we're allowed to get the 3 points. Yeah, of course we're allowed to get the 3 points.
What do you make of the performance?
I thought it was excellent first half. You know, went behind early on. Absolutely dominated the first half, of 11 against 11. We've got the penalty, scored that, they go down to 10. Get another penalty, they go down to 9 right before the half-time. We're 2-1 up. So the message in the dressing room was half-time is to be patient. But obviously we want to try and get our goal difference back and get some goals second half. But it's not often you play 11 against 9 and it's not something you work on in training because it never normally happens during the course of the season to play against 9 men. And it's difficult because all they done was sat in. The goalkeeper had a thing to do the whole match, really. And they just sat in, so we've got to be patient. And we just kept forcing balls. And it was just really sloppy second half. So I was really disappointed because we worked really well against the 11 players, getting down the sides and stretching them. But as soon as there's no space, in a sense, because they've just got 4 and 3 sitting in front, you've got to get it out wide. You've got to get overloads with the fullbacks getting on and get crosses into the box. But we never done it. We talked about half-time and we were just too panicky to go and get more goals and we just tried to force everything and it was just sloppy, giving it away. You know, we've got 2 extra players and you just can keep passing the ball.
I could hear you on the touchline shouting, quicker, with the players not moving the ball quickly enough for you.
Yeah, just, you know, move the ball quickly. It's got to go into Scholesy, out wide, stretch him, get down the sides, get crossed into the box. But, you know, we'll pick it up in a full-back area and we'll just flip one in over the top and it was frustrating, you know. We get 3 points, the crowd boo us off, you know, we get 3 points. Yeah, I can understand that we should be scoring 3 or 4 goals second half against 9 men, but the most important thing is to get your win. You know, we want to score them goals, but against 9 men, sometimes it can be difficult.
As for the sendings off in the first half, no doubt about the first one that it was a penalty. What did you see what happened with the second penalty incident? Because the referee hadn't spotted it, he had to consult his linesman.
Yeah, Garnes had a tussle with a fella, they both were down on the floor and the other fella stamped on him on his way up, so the linesman spotted it and rightly sent him off.
And then there was another red card right at the end of the game, Cole Piergiani. What was your view of that?
Well, again, you know, he's got to do it in a sense, because again we've got sloppy, got caught on the ball, and then because last 5 minutes their game plan second half is keep the scoreline down, they're not there to win the game. So they've kept the scoreline down, the last 5 minutes to go, they've sent the lad centre half, up front, 2 up front, last 5 minutes, can we get something out of the game? If they score 1 now, it doesn't really matter, 3-1. So they're trying to get something out of the game. We've still got fullbacks charging on, they've got 2 up front. So we're leaving ourselves short at the back. We've given the ball away up here, they've transferred it forward. And if Pidge, he's got away from Pidge, and if Pidge don't foul him, we could end up, you know, costing us a goal. So he's probably had to do it, but obviously he's already on a yellow card. So, but we've just got on, get ourselves exposed, not protected, because, you know, we're just got our shape wrong. In, you know, they've got to understand when teams change positions, they can't do what they was doing. And I just said to him there, you know, with 5 minutes to go, it's not about scoring 2 and 3 goals now, it's about winning the game. And you know, you don't just go bombing forward for the sake of it just because they've got 9 players. With 5 minutes to go, it doesn't matter. Then you try to 40 minutes to score. With 5 minutes to go, it's about, if there's nothing on, I go out, I go back to centre half, I go back to left back, I go back to centre half. You do what you like, just keep the ball and see the game out. You tried for 40 minutes to score, you haven't done it. Now you make sure you don't make a sloppy pass to give the game away. But we kept doing it. So I know they're young, but they've got to learn quicker than that, because you know the second half was really disappointing.
Going forward, Bracken coming up on Tuesday, what do you want to see from your side that you've perhaps not seen from in the first 3 games so far?
Well, I think first half today I thought it was excellent. Mm. You know, obviously it was a sloppy goal to concede initially, but the goalkeeper had a thing to do today. You know, we've camped in their half for 90 minutes. I don't know when the first ending off was, maybe with 7 minutes to go in the first half, but 10 minutes to go. We're on top of the game, we're creating chance after chance, cross after cross. You know, how we haven't scored 4 or 5 in the first half, I don't know. So we've played really well first half, but as soon as they went to 9 players and they just sat in, we didn't have the patience to break them down. But like I say, it's not something you work on in training, because if we work against 11 against 9, chances are we'll never play 9 players again all season. I don't think we did once last year.